Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and this is part two of this game week. Even though we're only using half the games as normal, there's still plenty of stories, plenty of fantastic games over the weekend. Later on, we'll be talking to Andy Middleton about a controversial and entertaining draw for West Ham up at Bramall Lane. But it's no surprise what the first story of this weekend is. It was all about the return of the king, as it was dubbed, Mr. Ivan Toney, coming back after 8 months out. So that means I had no choice but to bring back our good friend Billy Grant from Besotted Brentford podcast to talk all about it. And Billy, first of all, my instinct, first of all, when seeing the game was, thank goodness we get to talk about Ivan Toney, the footballer, at long last. And he did not disappoint.
That's right. Listen, Mo, good to chat to you again. And I'm sitting here. I was on your podcast before the weekend, sitting here in my king's robe, as you know, speaking to Neil. And the fact that the king scored the goal as well, I thought, I have to do the same thing and come back after the weekend. And I'm sitting here in my Brentford king's robe as well, smiling and beaming, because that was one hell of a result. And yes, it is nice to say that we could talk about the football, but then maybe if you actually have a look around social media, you see what's going on. People are kind of talking about the football, plus all other sorts of stuff that's going on in and around that game as well. So it always seems that there's always a little bit of controversy going around with Ivan Toney. And it's made us chuckle so much because there's been a lot of crying going on in the East Midlands region. You know what I'm saying? I personally think for no reason at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you're a... And you said, but you're a child, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't bring your sandwiches to school, and then you blame your mother for actually kind of like, you know, starving you. And you're just thinking, but she made the sandwiches and she's taken them, and you should have taken them to school, but you left them at home, and you're sitting there blaming your mother, saying, you want to starve me. It's like, come on, you know what I'm saying? You know, but anyway, we shall talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, yes.